The fighting between Israel and the Palestinians reminds us that world events do not wait for changes of leadership in Washington. President-elect Barack Obama will not take office for another 3 weeks, which means he'll watch from the sidelines as the current administration responds to a crisis that Obama will inherit very soon. For some analysis of this moment, we're joined now by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, who's with us most Mondays. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Well, so how much is President-elect Obama being consulted on the U.S. response at this point?
Not so much consulted as kept informed. He gets regular security briefings, of course, had one on Sunday. He has had conversations with Secretary of State Rice, and he is expected to talk today to his own incoming National Security Advisor, General James Jones, and also to Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who is his own nominee, of course, for Secretary of State. She's certainly sharing in a lot of the information. She's a senator. She's on armed services. She's been immersed in much of this for many years. She's had top clearances, and I'm sure the Obama folks are sharing with her.
And how much does his stated policy regarding the Middle East, how much does it differ from the Bush administration's?
First off, the similarities. He supports Israel and its right to security as a fundament of American policy. There are going to be significant differences, however, in approach and strategy. And I think that there's some expectation in some parts of the world that Barack Obama will be somewhat more sympathetic to the Palestinian case and to the Arab case in the Israeli-Arab conflict, although he has made many statements reassuring Israel about his commitment to their security. Now, maybe one thing that would be particularly different would be a greater openness to talking to some of the adversaries of Israel. Barack Obama has said that he does not want to dismiss the prospect of talking to anyone in the world. And I think that also he would be less inclined to some of the rhetoric that we've heard from the Bush administration with respect to the adversaries. Just over the weekend, spokesman Gordon Jandro from the White House referred to Hamas as nothing but a gang of thugs. They may be in many people's eyes, but just from the standpoint of diplomatic rhetoric, there's a pattern to that sort of labeling of people as terrorists, and it limits at the least your opportunity for negotiation and limits your maneuvering space.
Well, speaking of talking, do you think that Mr. Obama is now speaking with both the Israeli and Palestinian leaders?
I would not expect that. It would not necessarily be in his interest to do that. There's a certain amount of meaning in the often repeated statement that we just have one president at a time. And of course, over the weekend, we heard Obama's people repeating that. It's really not something that makes sense for him to be caught up in the decision making or negotiations until he has the standing to be so and to be doing so as president of the United States.
Well, this is certainly something that Mr. Obama doesn't need right now, given that he's got a lot on his plate dealing with the economy. How distracting will it be for him?
It would be a tremendous distraction, except that this is the nature of the job. And he has himself said back during the campaign, a president of the United States needs to be able to focus on more than one crisis at a time. It's a good thing he's thinking that way because he's going to have lots of them. And he's going to have to try to use the energy and the attention focus that he gets from one crisis to keep the country going forward on a number of fronts. That's the economy, the energy crisis, the health care situation. All of this while he tries to deal with international crises. That's the situation we're in, and he seems to know that, and he seems to be up for it.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.